This is Super Yacht Radio.
Welcome back to Super Yacht Radio, where we are enjoying our next show, where we are talking about Super Yacht Foodie and some of the amazing foods that this platform is bringing into the Super Yacht market. My next guest, I have to say, you know this product. I think it's a favorite with everyone, made famous, particularly by Winnie the Pooh and the Bee Movie, but it is nothing more wonderful than honey. And today I have Rico here with me from Hikkien Honey. Welcome. Lovely to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for the invitation. It's great to be here.
Just to kind of start the story of your honey, because it's quite a unique product you have. We may all see it on our shelves, but really kind of getting ready for this interview, wow, there's a lot to learn. So you're based in Finland.
Yeah, we are based in kind of a southern Finland, about 70 kilometers north from the capital of Finland, Helsinki. And this is kind of completely countryside. And my grandfather, my mother's father, their family has been based on this area where I'm actually, as we speak. My grandfather started to have bees, and bees been here ever since. And since 2015, I've been working more closely with the bees and with the honey.
For how long have you been, I mean, it's a family land, but when did it kind of turn from your grandfather making honey to actually, you know, bottling it up and sharing it
I think it's been like that, but it's been a lot more small scale, as in bottling the honey and giving it to the friends and families and maybe selling a little bit here and there. And of course, during those days, like during my grandfather's days, like after war period, it was good to have some kind of a product that you could maybe exchange with other people for other services or other food products. So that has really been the beginning. And actually, the production is still, we are very small. We don't have that many, as in it's not a mass production kind of thing. So we've kept it small, just simply because we want to guarantee the quality of the product as well. So larger the production volumes go, I believe lower the product quality goes, because you automatically need to sacrifice certain aspects of the production.
Well, that was one of the things I noticed when in kind of looking at your honey. I mean, there's a number of different things. One is that you're organic. Now, for honey, does that mean the same thing as it would for, you know, sugar or other products? I would imagine it's actually quite tricky to actually get the certification of organic, because there would be a lot to prove, because you're not just working with the plant, you're working with the plant and the insect. Do you know, it's a two-step process, I would almost imagine.
Absolutely, yeah. This is tricky. Kind of a tricky part when working with bees, because they obviously fly away from the hive, and the range of their or the kind of a radius of their collection area is about 2 kilometers. So in order to obtain organic certification, the first thing that the officials look is kind of the distances from where the beehives are located to the nearest kind of a pollution sources, for example, or major roads as well. So they need to be out from the bees' flying range.
Wow.
So that's the number one thing. In our case, it's very obvious. We are in forest here, so it was from that part, it was relatively easy to become organically certified.
The other thing I was really interested in, because I didn't know anything about it, was the HLE level, which I hadn't heard of, but as I looked into it, it really is kind of a marker of the purity of the honey. Can you explain to us what it is and how it works?
Yes. So there's a HMF is...
HMF.
HMF, yeah.
All these acronyms in the world at the moment.
It actually, it stands for, and pardon my pronunciation, but hydroxyl methyl sulfurar, which is a breakdown product of fructose. And fructose obviously is a major sugar in the honey. The HMF level starts to increase from number of things. One of them is temperature. More like the higher the temperature you put your honey into, the quicker the HMF level will increase.
So, presumably the mass production honeys would be pasteurized for a long life.
Yeah, exactly.
They would have a much higher level of HMF.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. And this, like everything kind of a storage and processing related things, they will increase the HMF level. In our case, what we do is we try to keep the product as close as it would be inside the beehive. So we're going to keep the temperature similar. And also there's no pressure added on the honey or no mixing. So when you, for example, our honey, if you store it, it will crystallize. So it will become a little bit harder than like supermarket honeys. So in some cases, companies mix the honey with force. So you kind of break the crystallization or the structure of the honey. So this also is a process, and it keeps it like in more creamy form when it's been mixed. So in our case, it's not mixed. And even that mixing can increase the HMF levels. So basically everything, it's the processes, temperature, and also how you store the honey. So,
and that was one of the things I thought was very notable, because normally the levels can be anywhere from 0 to 40, I believe. And
yeah,
you guys are under 5.
I think it was 3.3 last year. That's like, I think it's milligrams per kg.
And also, you know, when you're describing the processes, I saw that you still have, there's a lot of hand harvesting of the honey, you know, it's still quite the original traditional process of creating honey.
Exactly. Every process is on a very, very traditional level. So most of the things are done manually, even like charring of the honey, it's done using nothing but gravity to pour the honey out from a container. And everything. And this also relates back to the things we discussed earlier, that with these kind of methods, we cannot have massive amounts of beehives here, because it just wouldn't be possible to do all these steps by hand and manually. It is very labor intensive.
I was going to say, I imagine it is. And your other big product is propolis, which is something I was saying to you beforehand, I actually just thought was sort of a super nutrient of honey. I didn't realize that propolis was actually a whole separate process that the bees do to create.
Yes, exactly. Like sometimes you can find these honeys that are mixed with, like they add a little bit of propolis in and you can sell it as propolis honey. But like you said, it's a product of its own and it has a different function inside the beehive. Basically, what propolis is, it's a sap from a tree. Like in our case, it's a spruce or pine tree mainly. So what bees do, they fly to the tree and collect the sap, which is very sticky stuff, and they come back to the beehive. And they add their own enzymes into the sap, which is already very antibacterial material. And that propolis resin is used inside beehive to seal the beehive from the inside against every kind of like external bacterium or viruses or whatever might attack the beehive.
So then can I ask, how do you collect propolis?
It's also a
honey
manual thing.
You know, you can pour it out and they'll make more, but do you pick off little bits off the outside?
Yeah. It's, you actually go to, you have this certain type of plate, or from the honey boxes, you scrape it from the sides. It's kind of it has this brown, dark red color, and you can recognize it, and you collect that what we do with the actual resin is we zinc float it. So we put it into water to separate the beeswax from the propolis. So the wax will rise up and the propolis will sink. So that, that's the way to kind of separate it from the wax. And after we use organic alcohol to extract from propolis to kind of pull out the flavonoids and all that into the alcohol. So it, it makes up a tincture.
I would imagine another quite labor-intensive process in order to get the very pure.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, because one of the big reasons, you know, we know propolis is as this super food or super nutrient, which, I mean, I'm combined with the honey and unpasteurized honey, like all things, the closer we get to the pure product, the more nutrients that are in it. Can you tell us a little bit about that? We could do a whole show, I think, on the nutritional benefits, but just sort of as an overview, because people associate honey more with the sweetness or it's a better source of sugar. But actually, nutritionally, it's hugely beneficial to us as well, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, true. It's all that what you mentioned. It's a great sweetener and so on. But it, like, when we are talking about unprocessed honey or unprocessed propolis, they are both great sources of enzymes, vitamins. In propolis case, there's a lot of flavonoids that protect against oxidative stress and that kind of things. Like, I'm always concerned when honey is kind of a compared to sugars or that kind of, it does have a sugar in it, of course, like major part of it, but in my opinion, or when we are looking these sugars what are in honey in a whole food matrix, it's completely different product. Like all the like lab tests done for fructose, like isolated fructose or glucose, it doesn't apply to a product which is a whole food directly from the beehive. So
that's not just as you say, it's not just a healthier source of sugar. It is a much more complex.
Exactly. It's much more complex, and there's the way honey works as a whole in your bodies is very different than if you're having fructose or some other sugar syrup.
Well, because that's one of the things, you know, a high level of sugar, I can't remember how much it is, but they've done tests that show the higher level of sugar, the lower your production of T cells or T lymphocytes, which is one of the most important. However, like in reverse, propolis is one of, I have a friend from Brittany, and every time she hears I have a cold, she's like, go and get propolis, it'll cure it. You know, it's a major immune booster as well.
It absolutely is. And what the propolis means is like for the hive. So it's also for a human being, it's very protective. And I always default back to propolis when I have a sore throat or anything like this. It's amazing. Works actually quite well.
Just on a last little use of wonderful honey, my brother-in-law is American, and he makes something called hooch, and it's a like a liqueur, but it's basically a honey liqueur, and it's his, you know, cure for whenever you have a sore throat or you've been skiing or you need, you know, it is the the cure for everything.
So yeah, it's so versatile.
Yeah,
very versatile products. All the bee products, I think, very much can help in many things and support certain type of lifestyle.
We've all heard about bees, the major issues about, particularly in, say, for example, the States, the avocado planting, the orange planting, you know, bees have actually been in the news because they are under threat around the world. And we are hugely, hugely dependent on them. But part of your company ethos, which I'm sure has just sort of grown naturally or organically, so to speak, has been looking at sustainability. And, you know, you have a product that is completely pesticide and free, but it's part of the mission of your company too, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very key part of the of our mission and why we exist overall. It's exactly, we've been concerned with the decline of the pollinators for years and been following quite closely what's happening, and of course the beehives, or then like when you interact, observe bees, you can kind of see what kind of impact all of these different, let's say, chemicals or pesticides have on the beehives and the number of pollinators. Mm-hmm. So this is one of our core missions, is to ensure that the reduction of the bees and pollinators in this territory, it will only go up, not down.
Which is a wonderful thing to say. You know, if it's that consciousness, I've read of a number of different schemes, you know, about, say, for in vineyards, leaving the area more fallow. Yes. So there's a variety, or in the UK, they're asking people just to leave a small portion of their land to be diverse and different kind of, you know, even people in their gardens. And it's that consciousness, you know, that if we can all do it on some small scale, hopefully.
It's really important. I heard once a guy called Paul Check said that bees and pollinators are kind of the sex organs of the planet. So this is actually the way to look at it, because they do pollinate all of our food, and it's very vital for our survival as a species as well. Yeah. To have pollinators. And so many times the customers that we have, they are not only buying honey, they are also supporting that mission that we have to also work with the pollinators and increase the numbers, all these, the mission that we have. So that's a very, very vital thing for us as well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I loved learning more about honey. I knew this was going to be fun. Soup Yacht Foodie are providing both your honey and the propolis, a tremendously unique product. You have one of the few Dementor organic bio, or it's actually called, I like the word biodynamic honey.
Yeah.
Because that's really what it is, actually. It's not just organic, you know.
Exactly. It's not just organic. We are actually only biodynamic honey farm in Finland, and I believe also in whole Scandinavia at the moment. So it really is like, if organic is here, the biodynamic is a couple of steps.
Yeah, well done. It, you know, sounds truly like it's well deserved. And you've also had a number of other awards. I mean, that's the most obvious, well-known one, but you've had a number of other smaller awards, I believe, or accreditations.
Yes. These are mainly like from trade shows that we have participated. First one was Natural Organic Product Asia, held in Hong Kong. And we won best product of natural product category in 2017. And then next year, 2018, we were in Dubai in Gulf Food. And there we won the Innovation Awards with the honey. So obviously these have been major things for a small company like ours. But
yeah, wonderful. Thank you so much. Please stay with us.
This is Super Yacht Radio.
Does provisioning make you moody? Well, look no further than Super Yacht Foodie. We source and test the finest food and drink, so when you order, you don't have to think. Check out the Super Yacht Foodie Instagram feed if gourmet inspiration is what you need. We don't sell the products directly to you. We work with all the provisioners you already knew. Contact your favourite provisioner or agent if you want the finest ingredients sent. We will connect you with the suppliers directly, who will fulfil your orders 100% correctly. Email info@superyachtfoodie.com if you want to know where the best ingredients are from. Follow Super Yacht Foodie on Insta and Facebook, and tag us to share the exquisite meals you cook. Super Yacht Foodie, rediscover your passion for provisioning.